Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take the opportunity to welcome everyone to our annual Yom Iyun. I want to thank Lower Merion Synagogue. This has been coordinated as really a community day of learning in memory of those who were murdered. The Shloshim is coming up for those who were killed in Har Nof. It's hard to believe it's coming up so quickly. Rabbi Moshe Tversky, Zichrono Levracha, Rabbi Kamen Levine, Zichrono Levracha, Rabbi Arya Kupinski, Zichrono Levracha, Rabbi Avram Goldberg, Zichrono Levracha, and of course in revered memory as well as the Druze police officer, Mr. Zidan Saif. This is an annual program, an opportunity for us to really reflect on the achievements of the Beit Midrash and to give really proper halal v'hoda'ah and to really give a sense of thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the school, to the community, whether it be our burgeoning student programming, which is really flourishing, whether it be the weekly Mishmar program, whether it be the newly added Matmidim and Matmidot programs on Thursday nights and on Sunday mornings, our student Yimei Iyun, our newly formed groups of students who are taking all three of their club hours, what we call here intensives, to sit and to study Torah, just Torah Lishma, just for the sake of learning, whether it be our now monthly publication, Hakol Nishma, which hopefully you have seen, and we'll be seeing around the community. We'll be republishing again next week. So the incredible growth of our student programming and student growth opportunities, and whether it be the community learning programs, Wednesday evenings, we have three Chaburot as well as Chavrut that are here learning every single week. Tuesday, Thursday morning, you'll come, you'll see, whether it be our monthly lifelong learners who model what it means for our students to be learning really for a lifetime, and that learning really never does end. And on and on and on, there's so many learning opportunities. Recently, Professor Nathan Aviezer spoke to our students, spoke to our faculty, spoke to the community about Torah and science, and upcoming, very exciting, very important topic, if sensitive topic, Dr. Yocheved Debo, who's going to be coming on Tuesday, January 6th, right after winter break, to speak about how we can talk to our teens about matters of sexuality. She'll also be presenting to our students on these topics. They're sensitive but critical topics, and we really feel it's extremely important, of course, to open these up and to really have informative and important conversations about these matters in a tsanua, in a private, and yet in a way that can offer education for all of our students and for the entire community. We have the great opportunity, normally for our Chanukah Yimei Iyun, we go far and wide to find outstanding scholars of tremendous credentials and achievements and renowned lecturers, and we're very fortunate that this year we haven't had to go very far. Welcome back, Celeste. Nice to see you. I heard you were coming, but this is a special treat to see an alumnus. But you're not yet the renowned speaker that I'm referring to. Of course, I'm referring to Rabbi Dr. Pearl. Head of school, Rabbi Pearl joined Kohelet Yeshiva as the head of school in the Kohelet Foundation as the chief academic officer in July 2014. He comes to us from Memphis, where he served for 7 years as the dean of the Margolin Hebrew Academy and founding Yeshiva of the South, a pre-K through 12 unorthodox day school. Prior to his move to Memphis, Rabbi Pearl served as an instructor of modern Jewish history at Yeshiva University, associate head of school at Yeshiva University's High School for Boys. He earned his bachelor's degree from the University of Pennsylvania, his master's and his PhD in Near Eastern Languages and Civilizations from Harvard, and rabbinical ordination from Yeshiva University. It goes on and on. In particular, I want to recommend to those who have not seen Rabbi Pearl's book on the Netziv. Highly recommended, an incredible read, and all are welcome to enjoy that as well. And so we're very fortunate that this year we've just had the opportunity to stay right here in-house, and it's a tremendous pleasure and an honor to introduce Rabbi Pearl.
Thank you, Rabbi Sinensky. Thank you for the introduction. Thank you for all that you do in your leadership of our Beit Midrash, program. In just a few minutes, we're going to break up into groups. What I understand that is the way that this shiur has traditionally been done. We're going to spend some time reading and learning through sources together in small groups, then we're going to come back together and try to put it all together. But by means of introduction, let me tell you that we're going to look at three different sugyot this morning, three different areas of halacha, and we're going to take a relatively deep dive, at least into some of them. But we're going to be looking at what are fundamentally traditional sources, and hopefully asking a rather non-traditional question. The question goes something like this. Most broadly speaking, the question is, it's one that I encounter among students all the time, particularly as they work their way into the study of halakha. I find it amongst adults who are beginning a journey towards observance, and I find it amongst adults who, for the first time in their lives, may be questioning what it is that they're doing. And the question simply stated is, why does Torah Judaism place such an emphasis on the details? Generally, the question doesn't come in the general form, it comes in a much more specific form, and generally it's a much more poignant question. It goes something like this, Rabbi, do you really mean to tell me that God cares whether I say Shema 9:21 or 9:22? Rabbi, do you really mean to tell me that God cares if I drink 5.2 fluid ounces of wine for each cup or 5.3 fluid ounces? I know God has nothing to do with that. In this question of the precision, the minutiae of halakhic detail, is one that sometimes some people find bothersome, and it's a characteristic of halakha that we find absolutely everywhere. And our question for this morning is why. So we're going to look at three different areas of halakha that are paradigms of this type of legal formulation, something that legal scholars call legal formalism. That is, laws that are articulated in an extremely detailed and minute way. We're going to be looking at it, though, but again, with a slightly different lens. Not the lens of what is the halakha in this particular case, but what can we learn about the nature of halakha? By thinking about these cases, what can we learn about the nature of halakha? Why is it that halakha places such great emphasis and on detail? So we're going to start with the sugya that's close to home, it's the Minyanei Deyoma. We're going to look at the sugya of the height, the proper height of a menorah. We're going to move from there to a sugya that has perhaps to some of us greater significance in the sense that the consequences may be a little bit more far-reaching. That is the issue of mikvah and the proper amount of water that has to be in the mikvah. And from there, we're going to move to a famous case of a found pigeon, a case which Rabbi Yirmiyah famously gets expelled from the Beit Midrash from having asked questions that some seem to think were objectionable. And after we do that, we're going to come back together, we're going to try to put it together, and we're going to look at two more sources about why it is that halakha seems to place so much emphasis on the minutia, not detail. So with that, Mr. Sinensky is going to tell you where you can go to learn in your groups. We're going to learn, and we're going to come back together.
Okay, so one of the great avenues that we have here for students in the library community is that we have our Beit Midrash fellows. Let me just introduce us and just stand up at this time. I have Mora Sifonek, Rabbi Adam Yair, Jose Goldberg, and Rabbi Danny Gower as well. And traditionally, we've had the opportunity to really showcase them and offer you the opportunity to learn together with them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to divide basically into four corners. Let me just ask the three tables back here. Mora Goldberg will be learning together with them. Anyone from this table up learning with Mora Homik. Let's do the back three tables and then from here we'll come up here. We'll be table up front. And we learn for about 25 minutes of the Kabuza in the Kabuto, and then we'll come back together and we'll review this again and hear more from you.